NPP will hold elections tomorrow to elect constituency executives in 9 regions. The party will conduct elections on Sunday for the Eastern Region, which is not part of the 9 regions, where elections will be held tomorrow. The acting communications director of the NPP, Perry Okudjato, told George Asikri that measures have been put in place to ensure an incident-free elections. He said many young people are taking part in the elections.
While elections are scheduled for Saturday and Sunday, 14th and 15th, on Saturday we would have elections in 9 regions, and then on Sunday we would have elections in Eastern region. That will make up the 10 regions. So over the weekend, the party is going to be busy around the country electing constituency executives.
So what measures have been put in place to ensure that you have an incident-free elections this time around also?
Like you know, the internal elections have started in earnest, and we started from polling stations. The whole of the month of November was dedicated to electing 5 executives at the polling station level in 26,002 polling stations. Though that exercise is over, we are moving on to the constituency level where we are going to elect our executives at the constituency level. The main procedure is for nomination forms to be paid, filing fees paid. Once these fees are paid, a vetting process is taken, and then after that, the elections are held. After the elections, we'll have to prepare an album. Appointments will be made after the elections to fill the gap of the appointments on the constituency executive. And then by the end of December, we expect that we'll have a full complement of the constituency albums that will be used for the regional elections in January. So that is the process. And then after the regional elections on the 25th of January, then we'll start working towards March 1st, which is for the national executives.
This time around, it is argued that the youth are getting interested in the elections. Are you in a position to tell us, in terms of numbers, the number of people that are going in and the percentage that are within the youthful category?
Well, it is true that a lot of our youth are interested and are picking up forms in order to contest a lot of these positions. A lot of them have already taken up polling station executive positions already. Some have taken up electoral area positions already, and a lot more are expressing interest in contesting at the constituency level. It's a good thing that the party is attractive to the youth who are the future of our nation. I cannot give you percentages in terms of numbers as to how many youth are contesting that election, but I can confirm to you that there are a lot of youth who have taken a lot of interest, especially stemming out of our experiences in past elections and experiences we have had at polling stations during collation of results and the rest of it. A lot more youth are expressing interest to want to put themselves at the service of the party in order to achieve better results in coming elections. And we think that is a good thing.
Do you have measures in place to address post-election problems, like those who will want to go to court if they lose, I mean the constituency election?
Yes. I accept the fact that it's a human institution. Some of these elections result in certain impasse that people either want to address within the party or go to court. There are structures within the party that are mandated to take care of such occurrences when they happen. So in case where people are aggrieved and decide to go to court, there are various levels at the party that this will be dealt with.
One of the big wigs allege that some people have put in place rigging mechanisms. Is that true?
I do not have any information about rigging mechanism. What I know is that the elections are going on smoothly. We have done, and like I give you an example, we have done elections in 26,002 polling stations across the country. I have not heard about any rigging that has gone on.
Mr. Okudjato said, apart from people who hold executive positions in the party, all other members have the right to openly declare their support for any candidate, be it national executive or flag bearer.
Well, the issue is that apart from people who hold executive positions, who act in a manner that would seem to be favoring particular candidates, people who are classified as bigwigs or so in the party. Party members who are free have an opinion and are free to support candidates of their choice. You cannot gag people from supporting candidates. It is a democracy. It is very competitive. People are free to express choices as to who they think that would help the party either win an election, or people who have the caliber or the capacity to be able to run the party in a way that will help us win elections. It is against the rules for people who occupy executive positions within the party to support candidates. Apart from that, people who we classify as big wigs or people who are founding members of the party are free to support candidates of their choice, and that is not against the rules.
That was Acting Director of Communications of the NPP, Perry Okudjatu, in that interview with George Asekri.
Meanwhile, the Forum of Governance and Justice has described as unfortunate the open declaration of support by some bigwigs within the NPP for some candidates in the flag-bearer race. The forum is therefore appealing to the NPP to concentrate on the constituency and national executive level elections. Samuel Nkubang is a convener of the Forum for Governance and Justice.
In my candid opinion, I think that the leadership of NPP in terms of who becomes the flag bearer is dependent on who becomes the constituency and regional executives as well. And so the play out is that if you want your candidate to become the flag bearer, then of course you've got to do some groundwork to get people elected into the executive positions at the constituency and regional levels, which ultimately will translate into you getting your candidate elected to lead the party as a flag bearer. And so I'm of the opinion that the open declaration for Nanado is one way of influencing the choice of who becomes the chairman and so on at the various stages so as to get Nanado elected again. But it must also be stated that, of course, there are several factions in terms of people who also have interests in wanting to become flag bearer. And it is the case that Nanado became the flag bearer on one occasion as a result of Alan Chamantin's gentlemanly concession of defeat when he had to go a runoff with Nanado. And so it is unfortunate that the National Executive Committee members are openly declaring support already for Nanado, who, after the Supreme Court verdict, had indicated his intentions to stay off politics a while and take some kind of retrospective look at his political life and take a decision.
Well, the NPP is said to be a very experienced political party in terms of where they came from. And looking right at what is happening currently, has it any negative implication for the party?
Certainly, once people are disgruntled about the fact that the National Executive Committee, which is supposed to be the unifying force, is peddling the promotion of one candidate as against all others, that certainly has some element of divisive tendencies. And if care is not taken, then of course they will deepen the cracks or the factionalism that exists or is purported to exist. And if that happens, then of course the future in terms of getting the victory at elections is going to be difficult.
Convener of the Forum for Governance and Justice, Samuel Nkubang, talking to George Asekri.